is the United States Treasury Department. The Treasury Star Parade presents Baby Snooks and Daddy, starring Fanny Bryce and Hanley Stafford. The third war loan drive is on. Your quota is at least one extra $100 war bond this month. Buy it now.
Hello?
Hello, is this the Treasury Star Parade?
Yes.
May I speak to John Conti, please?
Oh, this is John Conti. Is that you, Daddy?
Oh, hello, John. I'm awfully sorry, old man, but I won't be able to make it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Daddy. Where are you?
I'm on my way home, John. My uncle is coming to dinner tonight, and I'm very anxious that everything goes off just right.
Is your wife going to be there, too, Daddy?
Yes. It's just like being married to your draft board, John. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Daddy. Draft board. When Snooks gets through with poor Daddy, he'll be at least 4X.
Anybody here?
I'm here, Daddy. Hello.
Oh, hello, Snooks. Where's Mommy?
She ain't here.
But my uncle is coming for dinner. Why couldn't she have stayed around to help?
Daddy.
What is it?
I washed your fancy shirt today. And Mommy ironed it.
Well, that's fine.
Is that the shirt you wore when you told Mommy you was going to the opera?
It's the shirt I wore when I went to the opera. What do you mean, told Mommy? What are you insinuating?
Oh, nothing.
Now, come on. Out with it. What about that tuxedo shirt?
It was awfully hard to wash the phone number off the cuff, Daddy.
Phone numbers? Oh, that. Well, those phone numbers are, a customer jotted them on my cuff at the opera. He wanted me to call him.
Funny, ain't it, Daddy?
Yes. You needn't mention it to Mommy.
I think maybe she'll mention it.
Snooks, you managed to wash those numbers off before Mommy ironed the shirt, didn't you?
No, Daddy.
Well, why not?
You can't wash lipstick out.
That did it. I'm a bum again. Well, let her be mad. What else have you been doing today?
I bathed the children and I did the laundry.
Oh, did you use the washing machine?
Yeah. But it's no good, Daddy.
Oh, what's the matter with it?
Every time I put rope spear in it, the paddles knock them down.
Oh, stop that. Now tell me, did you watch the soup?
Mm-hmm. But I had to go out for a minute.
But I told you to stay in the kitchen and watch it if the soup boiled over.
I did, Daddy. It boiled over just before I went out.
Snooks, is that soup spoiled?
No, I fill the pot up with water again.
That's fine. There won't be any strength in it now.
It smells strong, Daddy.
But if you fill the pot with water, it takes all the nourishment out of the soup. And I spent a whole day selecting the nicest radish tops I could find.
Radish tops?
Yes. The whole dinner's going to be a little unusual tonight.
Yeah.
You know, it's our duty to conserve as much food as we possibly can. And I'm preparing this entire dinner on a budget of 21 cents.
For the three of us?
That's right. And there'll be plenty of food left over.
I think we'll be all left over, Dad.
Nonsense. It's a very wholesome meal. Why, you'd be surprised at the amount of vitamins in that cactus and banana peel stew.
Huh?
Why, that stuff's full of vitamins. And it's alive with calories.
It was, but I killed them all.
You haven't even seen it. I put it in a slow oven to bake this morning, along with the fish heads. And the victory frankfurters.
Those frankfurters don't look so good, Daddy.
Well, it's true there isn't any meat in them. But there's nothing more tasty than soybean curd and eel fat. Did you fry them like I told you?
Uh-huh. But they ain't gonna be enough.
Why not?
Well, you told me to fix them like fish.
That's right.
And there wasn't much left after I cleaned the inside out.
Oh, Snooks! You didn't clean the insides out of those frankfurters. You didn't.
Didn't I?
You're going right to bed.
No, Daddy. I want to eat with you.
You're going to bed.
I want to eat with you.
Now, stop that. You may if you don't make any more trouble for me. Now, let's see if everything's set. Oh, have you swept out the living room?
Uh-huh.
And the dining room?
Uh-huh.
Did you sweep behind the door?
Yeah, I swept everything behind the door.
Oh, that's no good. You don't sweep the stuff behind the door.
No?
No. You push it under the rug. Now, let's have a look at the dining room table. Oh, where's the napkins?
Here, Daddy.
Oh, okay. Lay a napkin on top of each plate. Put that clean one over there.
Is that where your uncle's going to sit?
Yes. Might as well put the old boy at the head of the table. I'll sit here, and you can sit on his left hand.
Huh?
I want you to sit on my uncle's left hand.
Well, how will he eat if I sit on his hand?
You won't sit on his hand. You'll sit on his left.
His left.
Right.
Shall I sit on his left or his right?
I said left. There are only two places, and it's right for you to sit on his left and me to sit on his right, because only his right is left.
His right is left?
Yes.
Is his left right?
Yes.
Does he walk backwards?
No, he doesn't walk backwards.
Well, what's his name, Daddy?
His name is Higgins, just like mine.
Is it?
Bushrod Higgins. And before he gets here, I want to warn you about one thing. No matter what happens, don't say a word about his nose.
Why?
Well, he has a very prominent nose. It's quite large.
Yeah.
And I don't want you to mention it.
Don't he know about it?
Yes, he knows about it. But it makes him uncomfortable to have anybody remark about the size of it.
How big is it, Daddy?
Quite big.
Bigger than yours?
I haven't got a big nose, and you know it.
Then why does everybody call you Moose?
That's because of the lodge I belong to. My nose may not be small, but it's a sprout compared to that cabbage of my uncle's.
Big noses run in your family, don't they, Dad?
We'll forget all about noses, do you hear me? Now, not a word about my uncle's nose, or you'll catch it.
All right, Dad.
Oh, there he is now. I'll get the door. Straighten the table, Snooks. Well, Uncle Bushrod.
Hello, Lancelot. Good to see you.
Come on in. Take your things off, Uncle.
Yeah.
Oh, I want you to meet my eldest child. Snooks, come here and meet my uncle.
Well, hello there.
Hello.
Very well-behaved child. Never makes any bold remarks or anything like that. Do you, Snooks?
Oh, no, Daddy.
Well, that's the way to bring children up. Oh, I'm famished, Lancelot.
Well, dinner will be on the table in a jiffy. Oh, Snooks, you'd better serve.
Oh, I want to look at your uncle.
Snooks!
What do you want to look at, child?
At your nice white hair.
Thank heaven.
I'm glad you like my hair, Snooks. I thought for a minute you were going to say something else.
Oh, no. No, she wouldn't think of it. Snooks, bring in a cup of coffee, quickly.
Oh.
For Uncle. Oh, Uncle, do you want cream and sugar in your nose?
No. I'll take my coffee after dinner, thank you. Can we sit down?
Oh, yes, by all means. Here, you sit at the head. Oh, Snooks, get your dog out of the dining room.
Oh, let him sit there, Daddy. He won't do nothing.
Well, all right. You bring in the main course. It's in that colored china dish.
What is it, Daddy?
A chipmunk souffle.
Chipmunk?
Yes, Uncle Bushrod. Hurry, Snooks.
The dish is hot, and I can't...
Oh, what happened?
Those colored pieces will look awful pretty in the fishbowl, Daddy.
Child is certainly clumsy. Is there anything else to eat?
Oh, yes, yes. I'm sure there is, Uncle. Wait, I'll get the soup. Give Uncle Bushrod a soup bowl, Snook.
Here, Uncle. Can I watch you while you drink your soup?
Well, what for?
Well, Daddy says you drink like a fish.
Oh, he did he?
Yeah, he did.
Here's the soup, Uncle. Well, what's the matter? She hasn't said anything, has she?
I'll tell you after I taste the soup. Oh. Not bad. Why is that dog staring at me?
Dog?
Yes. Positively glaring at me with every mouthful.
Well, you're eating out of his bowl.
Good heavens, what sort of a joke is this, Lancelot? Where's my hat?
Oh, now, please, don't go, Uncle. The child gave you the dog's plate by mistake.
Yeah.
She didn't mean it, honest. Snooks, get Uncle another bowl.
No, I don't want any more of this soup. Have you got a piece of cheese?
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, Uncle. But cheese is almost impossible to get.
We got cheese, Daddy.
Huh? We have?
Yeah, sure.
Well, bring it.
Well, if I wasn't so hungry, I wouldn't stay here another minute, Lancelot.
Oh, she's really a good child, Uncle Bushrod. Just a little willful.
Yes.
Here's the cheese, Uncle.
Oh, thanks. Mmm, pretty good.
Eat it all.
You bet I will. Is there any more?
No, that's all. That's all I could find.
Now, that's funny. I distinctly remember Mummy saying we were out of cheese entirely. And I looked for some this morning.
Well, I guess you've got sharper eyes than your daddy, eh, Snooks?
Uh-huh.
Well, where did you find that cheese, Snooks?
In the mousetrap.
What?
You little...
Ladies and gentlemen, Baby Snooks was brought to you for one reason only. That in exchange for this entertainment, you would listen to this letter from a mother to her son. Listen.
Dear Ted, so you're somewhere in the South Pacific, and I can remember when I used to worry about you when you went over to the park to play. And now somewhere in... Oh, well. Dear Ted, we miss you and hope you're well. Oh, God, how we hope you're well. And we think you and your friends are doing a magnificent job. But what do you think of us? I mean, what kind of a job do you think we here at home are doing? Is it good enough? Your sister bought a pair of nylon stockings on the black market last week. That was wrong. But before the war, she only made $15 a week. Now she's making $40. She's young, and the money goes to her head. Even your dad, he's making more money at the plant now than he ever made in his life. And he did spend too much. But last night we had a talk. You see, the third war loan drive is on this month, and everybody is asked to buy at least one extra $100 war bond. Of course, you know what we want more than anything else is to have you back with us again, safe and sound. And we realized that extra money we have can help us do that. And it's going to. Every dollar will be invested in war bonds, and that money will help you and your young friends to finish this dreadful war and to make a decent, happy future for all of us. Did you get the chocolate and the books we sent? Be careful not to catch cold. Colds last along with you. Write when you can. With love, Mother.
The Treasury Department wishes to thank Fanny Bryce and Hanley Stafford and this station for the use of its facilities. Baby Snooks was written by Phil Rapp and other material by Thelma Ritter and Joe Moran. The special musical score was composed and conducted by William Arts. This program from Hollywood was under the personal direction of Don Bernard. This is Carlin Cadell suggesting that you check the radio column of your local newspaper and tune in the Treasury Star Parade. Thank you.